The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging, and hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He replied, "Lord, please let me see." Jesus told him, "Have sight, your faith have saved you." He immediately received his sight and followed Jesus, giving glory to God. When he saw this, all the people gave praise to God. The Gospel of the Lord. It's so true, us will be given, locked will be open. Important is that we ask, because we do not ask, that means you do not need. If you do not need, even Jesus gave you many, many beautiful things, you won't appreciate. You take it for granted. But once you say, "Jesus, I want it, I want it," that you appreciate what is given to you. It's not that God doesn't want to give all things to us. He gave his life for us. So all the little things, sure. But the point is, we don't open our hearts. We don't see the need of God many times. And that's why we miss so many occasions to receive the grace of God. Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have the light of life." That means when we don't have light, because we do not follow him closely, half-hearted, there's a mistake we make. Jesus wants us wholehearted. Even he says, "You have to be perfect, as God the Father is perfect." So, Jesus is not a perfectionist, but he wants our heart to wholly belong to God. So we ask this special grace. Let him change our heart through his word, his light. Through his body and blood, his life. With his life, he has changed his life for us. So today, what Paul says is, "Not I live, but Jesus lives in me."